Welcome back to Mishnah Yomi and the Parsha. This week's Parsha, we are learning Parshas Yisro, and in Mishnah Yomi, we are in Maseches Brachos, actually completing Maseches Brachos, depending on at which point you're listening to this. It could be you already completed it, or you are going to be completing it soon. And we have spent our week learning primarily Perek Ches and Perek Tes of Brachos. Perek Ches is the one with many machlokas in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, mostly regarding the Su'udo or Havdalah. And Perek Tes is a Haroa dealing with various brachos made in certain circumstances. Now, there are some very clear connections to the Parsha. One example over here is in Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. This is one of Thursday's two Mishnayas. So we say over here, Alazikin Valazvaos, Valabrokin Valaram, and Valaruchos, Omer Baruch Shakochog Rosam Le'olam, that there's certain events that evoke our awareness of God's great power, including thunder, lightning, whirlwinds, and things like that, which is, of course, something that happens at Matan Torah on Har Sinai, which there was thunder, lightning, and showed the great strength of Hashem. And then the Mishnah continues, Al-Ehorim, Val-Agvos, Val-Hayamim, Val-Naharos, Val-Midbaros, and also on mountains and hills and seas and rivers and deserts. Also, you make a bracha, Omer Baruch Osei Ma'aseh Bereishis. You say, Osei Ma'aseh Bereishis. So over here, we have a mountain, right? They had crossed the sea, and they were at a mountain in a desert, and where they heard there was thunder and lightning. They heard and saw thunder and lightning. So we see in this parsha many circumstances that would warrant many brachos. And maybe we'll return to that a little bit as we close to the end of this year. But something that's more thematic I wanted to speak about is also from one of Thursday's Mishnayos. That's actually Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. And in Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph, we say, Haroa Makom Shenasu Bo Nisim Li Yisrael. Somebody who sees a place where miracles happened for Klal Yisrael, Omer Baruch She'osa Nisim L'Avasinu B'Makom Hazeh. He makes a bracha that blessing Hashem who made miracles for our forefathers in that place. And of course, the Gemara in Brachos speaks over here one of those such places that it mentions. Well, I believe the Gemara mentions maybe eight locations, if I remember correctly. Could be that's off. But one of the places is actually the spot of Kriyas Yamsuf. Of course, we have over here, maybe that's very connected to our parsha, we have the hearing about the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf and making a bracha, Baruch She'osa Nisim L'Avosinu, we have in the parsha itself. That's what Yisro comes in. Yisro comes in. Ve'ishma Yisro kohen Midyan. He heard what happened. He heard, and Chazal say he heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. And when Moshe tells him, more details. So the pasuk says, Vayomer Yisro, and this is the Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Yud in this week's parsha. Vayomer Yisro, Baruch Hashem, blessed is Hashem, Asher Hitil Eschem Yad Mitzrayim Yad Paro, who saved you from the hand of Mitzrayim, from the hand of Paro, Asher Hitil Eschem Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim, he saved the nation. So this is pretty amazing. This is an early source for making a bracha on hearing the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay, we don't have the text over here of Baruch She'osa Nisim L'Avosinu, but it's still very significant. In this week's parsha, we have someone making a bracha to Hashem because of saving Klal Yisrael, especially from Kriyas Yamsuf, which is directly in our Mishnah. Also, the Mishnah interestingly continues. There's the next point in this Mishnah is Malkum Shenekrom Yimenu Avodah Zara Omer Baruch Shalkar Avodah Zara Meir Tseinu. There's also a bracha that you make for when Hashem when he uproots Avodah Zara from a certain place. That place also you make a bracha over here. And this connection between the Nisim, a bracha you make for Nisim that are done for Klal Yisrael, and then the making a bracha for the removal of Avodah Zara. So this is also something we can see actually in Yisro's own life, because Yisro says over here, Atayadati, now I know, Ki Gadol Hashem Mikol Elohim, that Hashem is greater than all the other gods. And Chazal tell us over here, there's an opinion in Chazal, Vayichad Yisro, that Yisro rejoiced, but really it's Vayichad Yisro, Yahadus, that Yisro converted, and that the karbanos he's bringing over here, it says, Vayichad Yisro Chosim Hashem Olo Zvachim Lelokim. He brought karbanos to Hashem, that he was actually converting over here. So we see that he first acknowledges the nisim that Hashem performs for Klal Yisrael, makes a bracha on that, and then he uproots the Avodah Zarah, not a separate Avodah Zarah, but within himself. Chazal tells us he was a Kohen Midyan, he was an idolatrous priest, and Chazal learned from the pasuk that we quoted that he actually worshipped many different types of Avodah Zarah, perhaps every Avodah Zarah known to man. And he uprooted that Avodah Zarah after you know, acknowledging and being involved in and blessing Hashem over these nisim, he uprooted the Avodah Zarah within himself. So that's just this juxtaposition could allude to such a concept of being inspired by the miracles and rejecting Avodah Zarah in response. But I do want to take it a job further. On that pasuk that we quoted, pasuk test, it says, "V'yichad Yisro al kol hatova asher asa Hashem liYisrael," that Yisro rejoiced over all the good that was done for Yisrael. And then it proceeds to elaborate some all the good that was done. But this idea of rejoicing over the good, now rejoicing, of course, that's what you're supposed to do over good, but the idea of blessing Hashem over the good is a topic that actually did come up also in this week's Mishnayos. From Thursday's Mishnah, as we mentioned, Perek Tes Mishnah Beis, it says, "Al gsham val besoros tovos omer baruch hatov v'hametiv." On rain and on good news, we make a bracha hatov v'hametiv, the one who is good and does good. "Val shmuas ra'os omer baruch dayan ha'emes." And over bad news, we say the bracha of baruch dayan ha'emes. And a few Mishnayos later, we have in Mishnah Hey, which I believe is Shabbos's Mishnah, one of Shabbos's two Mishnayos, "Chayiv Adam Levarich al Hara k'shem shemavarich al Hatova." A person is obligated to bless Hashem over the bad like he blesses him over the good. And then the Mishnah proceeds to quote a source for this, and you have to try to understand how this is a source. Shneimar, the pasuk says, "V'haftas Hashem l'kecha b'chol v'vacha v'chol nafshecha v'chol miyodecha." You should love Hashem with all your inclinations, and with your life on the line, and with all your possessions, and different ways to understand Me'odecha. But we have to thank Hashem for the good, and we bless Hashem for the good and for the bad. Now, when it says kishim, that you do it the same way, it doesn't mean that it's exactly the same thing that you say. As we said in the previous Mishnah Beis, that there's a different formulation for good news and bad news. You say hatov ha'metiv and dayan ha'emes in good and bad situations, respectively. It seems part of what is going on here is that you're supposed to love Hashem no matter what, even if your life is on the line. So you're going to bless Hashem over that, and you love Hashem even for the challenges. Because, well, I guess we can take a look at the Gemara in Brachos that speaks about this of blessing Hashem al tova v'al ra. How does the Gemara understand it? So the Gemara is very interesting. It brings interesting cases. It says Heichi Dami, Gemara in Brachos Samach. Daf Samach Amud Aleph says, "It's a heichidami. What's the situation where you bless Hashem on the Al Ra Al Tova?" So it says, it gives interesting examples. It says, if there was water, like there was like a dam that was breached and the water went through, even though at the end of the day, you know, the land is going to be covered in sediment and the soil will be improved. Since right now it's bad because, you know, there's it's flooded and things are damaged, even if it'll ultimately improve the quality of the land, hashta miho ra'i. This is still considered ra for right now, for this moment, and therefore we're going to say baruch dayan ha'emes on such an occurrence. And alatova, what's the example of alatova? The Gemara says, hey chidami, kigon de ashach mitzia, it's like somebody finds a good thing to find, you know, some sort of treasure or something like that. And even though it's going to be bad for him ultimately, why? Because if the king finds out about it, and the king will probably find out about it, he will take it from him, and then he's not going to have anything, so it's going to be bad, and it could be he would maybe even get in trouble or something like that. So right now it's good that he found this treasure, but it's going to be bad for him in the end. Hashtami hatova, he nevertheless, now it is good, so the bracha you say now is hatova ha'metiv. These are very funny examples of good news and bad news, but it's giving extreme examples of what you might think is bad, because right now it's good, but later it'll be bad, or vice versa. But what I think the Gemara is telling us is that the idea of the text of the bracha, that's really just subjective. That's based on our you know, limited perspective. The concept that we bless Hashem for anything, so that's objective. No matter what, we bless Hashem for everything. But from our limited present human perspective, does something look good or does something look bad? If it looks good, so you're going to use the text of Hatov Ametiv. If it looks bad, you're going to use the text of Dayan Hames. What's consistent is we always bless Hashem because we always have a munah that, right? Even if it's bad, it looks like it's bad right now. Well, it's going to be good, but that's not the point. So that's from a munah, but from a practical human standpoint, which Hashem is asking us to conduct ourselves in, that halacha expects us to be human and interact with the situation. But the human response is supposed to be, I bless Hashem. Sometimes from good, sometimes from bad, but I bless Hashem. So this idea of Yisro, that Yisro says, you know, he blesses Hashem for Alatova, Vayichad Yisro Alatova, and then he blesses Hashem, he says, Baruch Hashem, that Hashem saved you. Now, we don't necessarily know what Yisro said about the bad things, and we say that he says, Atalia Dati, now I know, Ki Gadol Hashem Mikol Elokim, now I know that Hashem is the real deal. Maybe that's good for starting. That's a good starting point, that you see the goodness of Hashem and you're inspired to do the right thing, and you say that, you know, this is the path that I'm choosing. But a Jew has to be a ma'amin. A Jew has to believe that whether they see the good or they see the bad, that it's all from Hashem and all is what we're supposed to be thanking Hashem for, or blessing Hashem for. You know, we say V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. We say this immediately after saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That you know, and many explain that it's Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem is the name of Rachamim. Elokeinu is the name of Din. But we say Hashem Echad. It's really all one Hashem. And so now we say V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, that you should love Hashem, your God. So it could be this is another way to understand this Mishnah, that you should love Hashem and you should love your God. Meaning you love Hashem when it comes with Rachamim. You love Hashem. You love your God when he comes with Din. Doesn't make a difference. It's all one Hashem. It's Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's all the same in regards to the idea that you need to thank him and love him and connect him and bless him. Halavai, we should be able to internalize this idea. Mazel tov on the siyum of Seches Brachos. Hatzlacha Rabba for this new beginning this Shabbos on Maseches Peah. Looking forward to learning it with you, and have a beautiful Shabbos.